Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So the question was, just before the break, does the forbidden divorce take place or doesn't it? The issue is a great deal of controversy to it. Scholars have differed widely. The majority, the vast majority of scholars, the four schools of thought, say it takes place. It happens. Though it's forbidden, though it's haram, they say it does take place. Why? They say because the Prophet, in some of the narrations, ordered him to take his wife back. In other narrations, Ibn Umar himself declared that it was counted as one. So the majority of scholars say that he's sinful, but one divorce took place. Other scholars, like Shaykh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, and contemporary great scholars like Ibn Uthaymeen, like Shaykh bin Baz, they say that it does not take place. And it is a heated and lengthy debate from both sides. And once you look at it, you find that the ruling that it does not take place has some strength to it because of the ayah. If you divorce the women, then divorce them to their iddah, to their prescribed period. And this means that do not do otherwise. And the hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, when the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever innovates in our religion what's not part of it, it is rejected. So divorcing a woman when it's not permissible, this is rejected. Also, they say and claim that we know that divorce is three times. So if the first time that Ibn Umar divorced her is counted, it would be harming the woman in telling him, bring her back again, let her live with you until she gets her menses and then she's pure, and divorce her for the second time. So why exhaust and take one half of the remaining divorces? This shortens the lifespan of a marriage. It's a long and heated debate. The most appropriate opinion to me is that it depends on the Muslim judge in your country. Why? This would be an easy way out. It's not an easy way out. If people divorce and get married according to their whims, then we would have a lot of corruption, especially if we know that marriages, a lot of rulings depend on them, such as inheritance of the children. Are the children legitimate or not? I get a lot of questions like this. I know a person who divorced his wife more than 300 times. They've been married for over 30 years. And she says, whenever he's angry, he said, go to your family, you're divorced. And 10 minutes later, he said, no, I was not serious. I was just in the case of rage. And scholars say that in case of rage, divorce does not take place. People give their fatwas to themselves and live in haram accordingly. Okay, Sheikh, divorcing in rage, does it take place or not? What kind of rage? He says, yes, if you divorce your wife when you're angry, divorce doesn't take place. You're like a drunk person. Akhi, nobody divorces his wife when he's happy. Nobody, after a good meal, says, oh, wow, this is a beautiful meal, my wife, you're divorced. Nobody does this. Divorce only takes place when you're angry. But what kind of anger voids the divorce? The kind of rage that makes you do something that you don't want to do. Sometimes people, unfortunately, go in such status of rage. After he wakes up, he said, who broke the plate? You did. Who broke the window? You did. I don't remember anything. He said, no, you also cursed your mother. You also cursed your father. This kind of rage, definitely, divorce does not take place. But if someone is a little bit angry and he divorces, this happens. The anger that makes some, I've seen this, may Allah protect us all. I've seen men shout and talk in a way, not that they're blinded, but they are unable to control. And they shout and everybody's watching and they keep on shouting and they divorce. Such, yes, acceptable. But anger like, why didn't you put salt in the food? If you don't like the food, throw it in the trash can. I'm not your servant. Why do you talk to me like this? I talk to you like this because you are a bad husband. I'm a bad husband? You're divorced. This is normal. This happens everywhere. This divorce takes place. So nowadays, a lot of the people are giving fatwas for themselves. He divorces his wife and they said, no, no, no. Yesterday we had intimacy, so the divorce doesn't take place. MashaAllah, you're the new mufti in town. Yeah, spread your number so that we can call you. This is something, as we go to the judge to make our marriage contract, likewise, when we dissolve this marriage or give divorce, it has to be through the Muslim ruler or whom he appoints, that is, the Muslim judge. In our locality, if you live in a non-Muslim country and there is no Muslim judge, then the imam of the Islamic center, who people turn to divide their inheritance, to divide, to tell them what is halal and what is haram. But when someone comes to a mufti, appointed mufti, not an imam of a masjid, you have a Muslim judge, and people say, oh, this Muslim judge is Hanafi. If I go to him, he will tell me the divorce took place and my wife will become haram. No, no, let me go to Ahl al-Hadith. Let me go to the Salafi. Is this pick and choose? What are you? Remote control. Let's see. My wife wants to travel to another country and she doesn't have a mahram. Let us see. Channel 5. Yes, the mufti says it's okay. Khalas, honey, go. This is not appropriate. This is religion. This is deen. You cannot play and ask Sheikh Google, what's the ruling on this? And you get 10 opinions. Yeah, I'll take number 6. It's good. Number 1, 2 is haram, haram, haram. No. You have to follow the Muslim authority in your country so that you would be following proper Islam. Now, how is the iddah counted? This we will have in a chapter that deals with iddah, with waiting period. And we will discuss this, inshallah, thoroughly without leaving any loopholes with the grace of Allah. I think we have time for one or two questions, if you have. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever divorce any of his wives?
The question is, did the Prophet alaihi wasallam divorce any of his wives? There is a hadith that is Hassan, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam divorced his wife Hafsa. And there was another wife of his that he divorced without even touching. And this is Bint al-Juniyya. Bint al-Juniyya, who was from a very reputable family, but someone advised her in an ill way. And they told her, if the Prophet approaches you, say, A'udhu billahi mink. I seek refuge in Allah from you. So on the wedding night, the Prophet ﷺ came in, and the minute she saw him, she said this word. And the Prophet is a husband, he's a groom. But when she seeks refuge in Allah, what would the Prophet do, alayhi salam? He said to her, you have sought refuge in Azim, in the greatest, subhanahu azza wa jal. Go to your family. And he gave her alimony and he gave her mahar, and he did not consummate the marriage. Hafsa, may Allah be pleased with her, the daughter of whom? You don't know your mother? You have to know your mothers. Umar ibn Khattab, you have to know. If I tell you, who is Maymuna bint al-Harith? One of my daughter's name is Maymuna. And I went to the hospital once just for checkup. So the nurse was registering and she was from a Muslim Arab country. So she said, what's the name of the patient? I said, Maymuna. She said, what? I said, Maymuna. She said, why? I said, what's wrong? She said, why do you give such a name? And I said, this is the mother of the believers, the wife of the Prophet. She said, no, no, no. I said, what do you mean, no? She said, this is not the wife of the Prophet. I've never heard this name. Subhanallah. You've never heard this name? By the way, I have another daughter by the name of Juwayriya, the mother of the believers. Come on. What do you mean, Juwayriya? Muslims are ignorant. Unfortunately, this is their heritage. This is their history. And they don't know the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. Nevertheless, the Prophet divorced Hafsa. Now, one would say, why would the Prophet divorce Hafsa, who is the daughter of his best companion? Maybe because she wasn't practicing. Maybe because she wasn't very good. Akhi, fear Allah. Jibreel himself came to the Prophet ﷺ and told him, Allah tells you to get Hafsa, to reconcile with Hafsa. Get her back as your wife after the divorce. And he justified that by saying, because she is sawama qawama. She fasts a lot and she prays night a lot. Yani this is the justification for you to reconcile, meaning that she's a Allah-fearing woman. Why did he divorce her? This is something we do not know. Things happen between the wife and the husband that are concealed. So we should not go and search and look around. So these are one of the two that I have recollection of, and Allah knows best.
Sheikh, how long a husband shouldn't have intimacy with her wife to divorce her?
Okay, this we will talk about it in the iddah. The brother is asking how long the husband is not allowed to have intimacy with his wife if he divorces her. He is not permitted to have intimacy if he divorces her, because his intimacy would be kind of reconciliation.
Before divorcing, for example, you have told, last night I have intimacy with wife, so I cannot divorce her. Okay. So how long?
Okay, if this is the case, then the answer would be, you cannot have intimacy with her if you intend to divorce her until she gets her menses and then she's pure. If you want to divorce her and she did not get her menses yet, and then you say, I would like to have intimacy, go ahead. No problem. Have intimacy. You still want to divorce her? No problem. You cannot divorce her until she gets her menses and she's pure. Now you can divorce. I hope this answers your question. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.